I'll go ahead and go first. My name is Jocelyn Peace. I'm last year's chair of the UAB.
Yeah, Dean Wood, I was last year's vice chair for the UAB.
Eric Clayus, interim public works director and city engineer.
Clark Hyde, I am a new senior project engineer with the city of Westland.
Jeff Stallard, this is my second or third meeting.
Tony Larson, member.
DJ Landis, board member.
John Miller, board member.
So we see Rory and Bo.
Yes, this is Rory Bialystowski. I'm the interim mayor. I am on my way up to City Hall right now. Just thought I'd jump on virtually first. I just got appointed last night as the council liaison to utility advisory board. And so glad to be here and have some updates on the water line that I'll provide.
All right. Look forward to seeing you, Rory.
I'm just a resident observing.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. All right. Well, I think our first order of business is approval of our meeting minutes from December, our last meeting. Have folks had a chance to review? Did anyone have any modifications or approve those minutes?
So these are the ones we tried to approve earlier, but we didn't have enough form.
This is one of the longest summaries I've seen.
Yeah, I don't have any comments. So I'll make a motion to go through things.
I'll second that.
Any modifications for anyone? No, we have a question. Is that kind of? All in favor of approving?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, the December meeting minutes are approved. So moving on to our next agenda item. We have the nomination and election of a chair and vice chair. And would be interested to hear if there is any interest in from folks serving as chair or vice chair.
And nominate Jeff to be vice chair.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. All right. And Dean, would you like to be?
I'll nominate you, Jocelyn, this.
Okay.
So the two terms back to back, right? Is the, yeah.
Does that sound right, John? Do you remember? I don't recall.
I thought it was one, but anyway. I don't have those cryptic notes with me. Okay. So
I, for some reason, thought it was two. John, I thought you were chair 2 years in a row.
Okay. I was.
Um, Whether we did that correctly or not.
So past practice says that that rule, if it was one, is, has been thrown out, right?
Okay, well, I'd be open to doing it for another year. It sounds like.
I'll support it.
Vice Chair. So then we have, are there any other nominations to consider? Or should we consider that our slate? Okay, so that's Jocelyn Pease for Chair and Jeff Stollard for Vice Chair. All in, I guess, we can move that in a motion for that slate. Or just vote for that slate. Okay. All in favor of the recommended slate for Chair and Vice Chair?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, hearing none, it sounds like we have our 2023 Chair and Vice Chair taking care of that order of business. Review of meeting dates for 2023 and establishing alternative dates. Do you happen to have that, Eric?
In the calendar, yeah.
Sorry.
We typically do in every other month.
Yeah.
Approach. We should put our next meeting in July.
No, we don't.
I think it largely depends, frequency largely depends on what there is from a.
Business we have.
Yeah, it's what business we have to take care of. I know it's been like every couple of months, but I don't know if we could help, you know, more or get more engaged in like going on with the city from a utility standpoint. I guess that's the biggest question.
Yeah, I think. What might make sense is for us to revisit this discussion on confirming meeting dates at the end of the meeting after we've had an update and understand what sort of agenda we're setting for the year. So let's maybe table that one and we have a rate for finance update.
So I don't have finance here to give a presentation or anything, but I have some notes. So back in November, when their ballot measure failed, finance went out for a full faith and credit obligation bond, fund water line in lieu of the failed ballot measure for $12.5 million. We've also identified an additional $1.17 million in eligible SDC funds to fill more of that gap for construction. So probably about $13.7 million for the 205 waterline. And maybe I can brief this, but maybe Rory can talk a little bit more about this, but council, along with local representatives, have been going down to the state to lobby for additional state and federal funding. We currently have requests for $8 million to the state and another $2 million to the feds. Any awards would offset the bond funds to then be able to do a regular water maintenance.
Yeah, what is that at this point in time? What is the best? I mean, is it escalated for? I know things have stabilized a little bit as far as pricing, but I'm just curious as to what the actual price right now, or is it already been, is the price, is, I know it was bid, is, I mean, are they asking for escalation or original backup?
I have not heard of any escalated prices at this time. Have you heard anything?
For Wes, we haven't been asked for any additional funds for our portion of that revenue on the bridge. So the price is fixed. We put the money, I mean, for ODOT, we put the money in escrow. They has bid, so we've wrote them a $9 million check, and they have our money.
sitting there waiting for it to, they'll draw off of that. And what is it, 18 million? Is that what it was? It was the I can't remember what that is.
No, it wasn't 18. It was, or didn't it go up to
the cost estimate of the total?
Yeah.
It was 13.7 million last time I saw it. Probably didn't go up a little bit to 14.
Started at
6.
Yeah.
Oh, it did. Okay. I didn't
want to say about 13.7. Yeah. So I say 14 million. And then there's two other lines that are going to have to be replaced on the Sunset Bridge and the West A Street Bridge. So that we estimate, I think, 2 to 3 million. That's farther in the future, but as part of our state request, we included those just because they're also state mandated.
It's 17 already.
16 to 17 is what we're currently talking about. So that's why the state request is for 8.
Oh, I see. Yeah, just reverse.
Can you guys hear okay?
It's a little muffled. It's a little not that clear.
We'll speak up a little bit.
Okay.
I can also look down.
So that's kind of where we're at right now. Do you have any updates, anything to add on the lobbying work?
Yeah, sure. I can talk. Well, last Friday was the big date where there was a public hearing on House Bill 5030, which is the lottery bonding bill. Basically, expense the state's lottery funds. Usually, they do about $2 to $3 billion of funding of projects, and so our request is in there. It was before the Joint Committee on Ways and Means Subcommittee on Capital Construction, and we're lucky that the Senate President, Rob Wagner, is our senator. So he submitted this request, our waterline issue, as one of his top three priority projects. Our other representative, Jules Waldrick, who's the mayor, also submitted her. The project is number one on her list. So feeling really good about the prospect of getting some funding. Like when I went into the meeting, Senator Wagner waved at me. You know, he seems to be cheery and supportive, and I'm hoping for the best, especially because he's the Senate President. So that means he kind of has more weight than other members in terms of his requests, based on what I've been told by our city lobbyists. So we testified there, and if anybody, maybe the Utility Advisory Board would like to send a letter of support for the state request. We have one for the federal request that we made. So we could, you know, just change the wording for this, make it save it. Or individual members can also submit testimony, you know, email to Senator Wagner and Representative Walters, and they can distribute it. But so 8 million at the state, feeling good about that. We have to see what happens with whether there's a walkout going on right now that's denying quorum, something hopefully won't last until the end of the session, June 25th. So waiting to hear if the budget bill actually gets passed. And then same with the federal government. We had a $2 million request there. And I traveled to DC with the council president. We met with all of our senators and our House representative. They all submitted it as their priority project. It was submitted. Now that's the same status. June or July, there'll be a budget bill. And there's divided government, obviously, with the House and Senate. So it's all going to rest on whether they are able to pass a budget and whether it includes the community projects. But we're lucky in that we have Republican representative, Democratic senators. So there's bipartisan support. Hoping that helps with the, and then negotiation of the process. But that's kind of my update on the waterline funding. We should find out some news pretty soon. Of course, the other thing is, even if we're fully funded at 10 million, we still have maybe $4 to $6 million to come up with on our own, but I think it'd be a much easier sell to the public with that partnership. Any questions? I'm happy to answer questions or share more. I'll stop talking. I'm talking now. So
I guess we've gone out for bonds to secure the full amount should we not get any funding, and then those bonds would just be reduced down for what we need in the end. Is that what it sounds like?
I don't know if we'd reduce it down or we would use that bond money for other capital maintenance.
I think that's what we've talked about. We've told everybody that every dollar they give will go directly to the pipe. So I think that bond money would be freed up for other maintenance. And I should add one other thing, which is when the state actually shuts off the water to the on the Abernethy Bridge to do the replacement of the line, we will have to tie into the intertie with Lake Oswego. So our water company, South Fork, will lose maybe $1 million as a result of that. But we're working with Wes right now. They're putting up their force main.
Jeff works for Wes.
I didn't know that, but I caught on to that one earlier. But if we can use the force main so it would be coated with something something to make it safe for water, drinking water rather than sewer water. And they're not going to be using it for a few years, I think.
We're going to build a new pump station down the Willamette by the Blue Heron.
So we might tie into that, and then that would allow us to keep water coming from South Fork, which the city owns, and we wouldn't have a huge revenue loss from paying Lake Oswego water. So that would be awesome. So you might know more about that than I do. I just heard about that
recently. Yeah, they approached us a while ago. But it was going to save them a bunch of schedule too because of that. They were, they'd have to build a whole temporary water line across the bridge. They're not going to have to build that. And the constraint of the time, be away because our force main will be built first. And so, And I think from a West perspective, we were supportive. And the coatings they provided are NSF, so drinking water safe NSF epoxies, Novolac epoxies on the inside instead of what we would typically get, which is a kind of a coal tar epoxy or
something. What is NSF?
National Science Foundation. So they set codes and standards for what materials can be placed inside drinking water pipes. So they run the tests on actually not leaching anything in the drinking water and stuff like that. Whereas on sewer pipes, it's less protected from that perspective. So I think we've been supportive of that. I know there was a pressure. They were looking at pressure on the pipeline. Pipe pressures are much lower than what drinking water pipe pressures are. And so I know they were looking at what that might be from a spec perspective was the last I heard, but we were supportive of doing it from that perspective.
Well, and I think the other critical part of using their pipe too is that being that the schedule is creep, that initially when we were going to go to LO, we were going to be in the off peak season. So the 4 million from LO would have gotten us through the winter season, but now looking at where we would be when we take the water line down, and LO can't guarantee that we can forget what the capacity is to plan. Anyway, I don't think they can supply what we would need for our demand. So
it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. So lots of things happen.
Yeah. South Fork's a pretty nimble company that has 6 employees. So a $1 million loss is like a huge deal to the water company, but we would be able to get by. They wouldn't have to do staffing cuts, but if we can avoid that, that would be great. So.
And I'm sorry, you probably already said it, but I think I missed it. When are they planning to do the cutoff of the South Fork water supply?
I don't have a date. As far as
someone was mentioning that it was their schedule shifting around, it's going to push us into peak season.
Yeah, which would be more in the summer months.
Yeah.
I want to say it's 2024. Is it
at least next year from now?
Okay, and I guess do we have any sense of a schedule holding, or should we be expecting? I mean, just looking at big capital project development and how that can sometimes go slower than we might think. Like, should we be expecting further delays where we might get pushed out sort of back into off peak season, or
not that I'm aware of? Plus, we're locked in with the bond, so
yeah,
and then whatever money we can get with the lobbying. Back on your point, is that something that the board would be interested in doing? I know last year we were prior to the election, you know, there was, it wasn't really clear on what can be done or what can be done. So maybe that is something that we're going to be interested in doing, is sending a letter.
Yes, if the board wants to support our request for the $8 million, that would be great, I think. And we already have some language that could be modified for the state request, because the board submitted one in support of the federal, which is signed by.
Yeah, for, I think by way back on, that happened this spring when we hadn't had a meeting yet. And so I was in touch with our mayor and coordinated about providing a letter of support for the federal request. So yeah, there's some existing verbiage that can probably be translated for sort of update for the state request as well. Be happy, I would be happy to do that if other folks would like to sign on or offer their own letters.
And it would help, I think, you know, in this next few weeks, you know, we should know what we're going to get, because the draft project list will be, well, from the lottery bonding that will be released. And I would have included members of UAB for the lobbying day, but they were, so many people testifying that they said one person per organization. So I apologize about that, but happy to involve you in writing for sure. I know it's we all have a shared interest in freeing up the money to start doing capital maintenance again, which is scary to say.
And you said on the phone, so moving forward, you are the council liaison.
Yeah. Yeah. Last night I was appointed as the council liaison to the group, and apologize, we didn't have a liaison for a few months there after Todd stepped down. But I'll be at every meeting that I can make. I think most should be every single one.
Great.
Maybe I would sign on the letter.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. Kind of, so.
Circulate that
among the group. With potentially using that line from Wes, being in peak season, are we worried about, when we're more worried about consumption, is there any thought to, you know, putting a notice out for like a water conservation notice, so that we try not to pull so much, you know, so if we can't meet capacity, or would we still be able to tie in to the IGA with like us, you know, at the same time?
Yeah, how big is your portion?
24 inch, I want to say.
So yeah, we'll be able to get the same.
30?
No, the water line, is the water line 30?
The new water line is supposed to be 30, but I
don't know. Yeah, we looked at this 30 or 24 in the millennium, 24. That's why I'm going back and forth.
Yeah, so we have now, we have 24. Okay, so it would just be same.
Yeah, so we could technically have the same volume. And if, you know, we get a really dry summer like a couple of years ago, we could always hold for now.
I guess the timing of that, based on my workings with ODOT, because I'm building a big pipeline right next to their project, so pretty tied into their trials that they've experienced so far on the bridge project. They ran into a bunch of timber and things they weren't expecting, which delayed some of the progress. Some of the in water work, which is real critical. So that, in for those of you not familiar, in the Willamette, you can only be in the water doing work, disturbing ground in between July and October, and mid July to late October. And so there's some tasks that they don't get done, then kicks the skid, really is very important to their schedule. And so I think coming out of this in water work period, though, they should have a much better feel for what the following summer's worth of work would be. So I think we should be able to get plenty of advance notice for ODOT when that would happen, and if we need to be considering water conservation measures, we should have plenty of notice from them to be able to enact something like that. But I just think, if we are having to go that way, it's just a good message to send regardless, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. We're going to be paying premium rates from anybody.
So the young water work goes as scheduled. They'll put your water line in next summer. They'll also get your water line at the same time.
That's
is that the intent?
They'll get our based on the redoing schedule, because they're about 6 or 8 months behind right now. And so they're looking at ways to catch back up, and this using our fortunately was a way to save them significant time. They don't have to build a whole separate temporary line and other things. They can build our line, put it in service, and then put on the water side. That's what I understand. I'm not in the details on there for that level of schedule, but yeah. Once they get ours put, they make the tie over, and then they have more time with which to deal with, more freedom and flexibility with which to deal with the water line, because ours can stay in service really after that.
Yeah.
Until they're done, until they're ready to tie that over.
I don't believe we ever really landed on a good temporary solution for the water line, because there was nowhere to put it. Well, it's good to know. So after you said July to October.
Mm-hmm. That's when they can drill and, you know, do work that's disturbing land within the river ground boundaries.
Do you know what they did? Well, I heard about the timber, but do you know what they did?
I know they barged them and floated them. I don't know where they got rid of them at, but they were loading them on barges and sending them downriver. Yeah. It was pretty significant amount of timber, I understand.
When you say unexpected timber, you mean like in the bottom of the river?
Mm-hmm. So when they went down to drill their casing pipes, they hit a bunch of lumber and timber. So they had to really come through and pull all that stuff out so they can go back there.
Just the old timber from when they had the little rafts and stuff?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. And so I didn't find that stuff in the river. Yeah. They run into some other unexpected. Maybe it was passing railroad ties, and then a lot of the like tiebacks and things they used when they built the bridge originally were probably, you know, much bigger areas when they're drilling out, they're hitting things that they weren't expected to hit in certain areas. So it's been interesting to be engaged with them and listen to their issues.
Okay, so I had a question about funding. So we have our state request, we have our federal request. We have a loan that we've gone out and we've gotten as our current budget estimate of about $14 million for the project, and then some unknown amount of other capital project funding that we know we need for routine capital projects. So, I mean, have we figured out then, best case, what are we going to voters for? Worst case, what
would
we be going to voters for
the
fall?
I think we'll know a better answer to that in June, early July, just in that wheel. But I guess you can answer right now. I mean, best case, we get $10 million total, and then we're going to voters for, we have some money to put into it ourselves. So
I guess what was maybe a little unclear to me is it sounds like they're thinking, well, if we already have this loan, if we get some of the money from either the state or the feds or both, then we would be able to use some of the money that we've already borrowed for capital projects. And I guess what I was unclear about is what's that capital projects pot that we're thinking about, or about how much? Or does that depend on how much state or federal funding it might get?
I'm not off the top of my head, but typically each year we'll do $1 million, $1.5 million in water main replacement. So that's where this money would be redirected to take up, continue those projects. We don't have any other large scale, you know, those booster pumps or anything that we're looking to rebuild or build new pump stations or anything like that. I think there was some tank work that supervisor wanted to take on, but it's all just maintenance work. So, you know, $1.5 million to $2 million a year, somewhere in that nature. What did you mean go out to voters? I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. Maybe I guess that's the sort of a level setting point. I mean, I was assuming that. And you tell me if this isn't the right assumption, that we need to get approval from voters to increase water rates to cover that, which, you know, we did, that wasn't successful in the fall, or that there would be a property tax obligation? Or I mean, I guess how else would the city handle it if?
So you have to go on to the voters if we go above the 5%.
Right.
And so I don't think if we go this route, that's going to be necessary, because if we get this additional money, and the other note that I had is it says that the water fund is healthy for the next biennium and long term forecast. So I don't know that we're going to need to go there, although we probably should at some point, just because we still are the lowest in the metro area.
I think that there's a question about if we get, you know, eight or 10 million from or these other sources, then we have the cost of the project is 14 million. Plus, there's a couple of extra lines that have to be replaced a few years later that we want to make sure we have funding for, so we don't get caught in a situation where they're doing the same thing again, asking us for money and we don't have it. So that's where I thought we might have to go back out to the voters.
And those funds, those are grant, or those are low interest rate loans, or what kind of term?
For state funding?
Yeah.
Oh, it would just be like a grant, basically.
It would be a grant, okay.
So I think wire check for us. It'd be lottery bond funds that they have. We like to transfer, similar to the way that we got a loan. And that would just be
so no obligation to pay back.
And the argument is that these are state mandated water line replacements. We weren't going to do it. We did ourselves, it'd be 30, 40 years down the line. So
yeah,
they only gave us a few months really to plan, because they passed that big transportation package in House Bill 3055. And it was like the starting gun went off, and then it was like, go.
Yeah.
And then we didn't have any time to plan to get that much. That's why we had to take out the loan. So no, the answer is there would be no paybacks on those sources. The only potential like property tax increase or water rate increase for these projects would be that if we need additional money to cover, you know.
Be that gap, $4 million gap. Okay.
And I think we're going to put in 1 or 2 million of our own, so then it might be 3 million.
Yeah.
The gap. That's a lot more palatable to the community than, you know, the 17 million.
But that's best case scenario.
Yeah.
Right.
Worst case scenario.
We have nothing.
Yeah.
Or they're stuck with whatever the bond is to do the project, and we can't keep up on regular maintenance. All maintenance is deferred to the foreseeable future. At that point, we would go try and get a rate increase to help resupply the water fund with some money, which I think even best case scenario, it's an avenue we should at least discuss in detail, because, and you could use this as an example of this, what happens when we're not allowed to raise rates to match inflation or,
yeah,
you know, cost of stuff. This is what happens. We wind up in debt and with no maintenance.
And it would be good to plan for. I mean, we have a ballot that's coming out November, and we're here sitting in May, and that's not that far away.
I know. Do you know when we have to get that on the ballot?
Probably in August. There's also a May ballot next May. And I think the good news is we will know one way or the other with the good news in the next few weeks with the state, which is a big funding request, and then the federal government at any time in June, you know, or early July, as they do that. But so
I would just encourage, based on of a previous one that felt like it was kind of ramrodded down at the last minute and it wasn't very well received, that if we don't get it, I would propose you make sure you have your ducks in a row before you go back out to the ballot with good messaging, good packaging, good outreach, that kind of approach, versus trying to just get it in as quick as possible. I don't think that was well received by citizens as a whole, but I don't think it wasn't that people might not have supported it. I don't think people really quite understood what was going on. I don't think the message was really out there. And so I would encourage us to
recommend that we wait till the following May if we need to, or whatever we need to do to get our ducks in a row to be able to make the request for more than a 5% rate increase, or whatever the ask is, put some time in and put some effort into informing the public.
And my recollection was we didn't even really have a clear message in voter checklist, which that feels to me like the bare minimum.
There wasn't a description. If no,
then right. That was the biggest feedback I got. Yeah. If yes, it's this, but there was no if no.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people respond to that. You say no, what does that mean? Yeah. I think that would have been received a lot differently.
Mm-hmm. What if there's rules around?
And I think that's
language and other things like that, because I know ballot, it's hard to talk to write, but yeah.
And also where we were maybe a little unclear on our role as UAB members and what, how we could help with that process and where the lines.
We'll get clarity on that whenever we have to do that again, because that was, we wanted you all to be involved and be behind the measure. And frankly, I can tell you, $17.5 million measure, not all the council was even behind it, because it was felt rushed. All of a sudden it kind of came up, and that's on us to figure it out, but it was not a good process. But the good news is that by that failing, we've had this opportunity to turn over more stones, if you will. So doing that, and I guess maybe I sound a little upbeat just because I've been in the conversations the last few weeks, but definitely want to make sure we're playing for the worst case as well. But yeah, we didn't have an argument in support of the bond measure because I think people were kind of just wanting to see how the community felt about it. And you having a rejection of the ballot helps with pushing, because basically our senator, state senator, was saying, well, you got this ballot measure out there, you know, that's going to fund it. Wait and see what happens. And then it fails, and now it's like, okay, Senator, we so now he's helping us more.
The silver lining, if it's maybe. but yeah, I just think messaging needs to be better next time. And we can help from my perspective. I'm willing to help write a letter or whatever it needs to be to have in the pamphlet for advocating for it.
We'll do that for sure. UAB. We'll get some clear guidance from the city attorney's office, because that's the advisory board seemed to be allowed to participate. We have to figure out a way for that to happen. It may not be at the public meeting, but anyway, yeah. Sorry to talk so much. And any questions you have for me, I'm happy to answer. And I'll just turn the floor back over.
No, thanks for okay.
Yeah, and it's a helpful discussion too in terms of the timing and understanding when we might get some guidance on the state and federal funding availability. And then that helps us to be able to chart our meetings for the rest of the year. I'm sorry, John, I cut you off.
Oh, I just want to make sure I understood, because it's a little watery. It sounds like you're underwater to me here. But I just want to make sure you're looking for a total of $14 million, correct?
Yes. So it we're looking, the Abernathy Bridge project is $14 million. And then the two other water lines are later down the line on Sunset and West Day. That's about $2 to $3 million.
So that would make it 17 then.
Yeah, I would say 16 to 17 million is the.
Okay. The and then the state request and the federal request. The state request was how much now? Two? And the Fed, go ahead.
State request was for $8 million.
Okay.
Which was, in our view, half of the cost of the project.
Okay.
And the federal request was $2 million.
Was two, okay.
And I didn't share this earlier, but the reason it was two was because that's what we were told was about the maximum amount you can request under the community-directed, the congressionally directed spending, also known as the pork barrel, formerly known. But that we would have requested more if we could, but the staff told us that that was kind of the $2 million was the max we could get from the federal.
Also, there's a $4 million applicant for a loan of $4 million. Is that correct?
No, it's the loan is for full faith and credit bond for 12 and a half.
Okay. Okay. I'm just trying to understand the sequencing of this, basically. Okay.
So any money received from the federal or state government would be used to offset the loan.
Okay.
We basically use that money, pay for the pipe, the water line replacements, and the loan would be freed up to do capital maintenance.
Okay, I see. Okay. Well, I'd like to see this like in a ledger form or something at some point.
Yeah, I would agree, John, and I was thinking it'd probably be helpful to have, if we're still working with Lauren, to have Lauren show up at our next meeting and kind of run us through this.
And also, considering the if we would want to do the 5% increase as well at the end of the year, at least not us, the city council, but give our approval to that. So,
yeah,
how that would you know, figure into it.
I agree. I'd like to see what 5% would do over the next couple of years, and then sort of what the remaining delta looks like.
But my understanding is that we've done 5% pretty much. I don't know for how long, how many years that we've been doing that increase. So it's,
I don't know how many years, but that's all our charter.
It's just that our water rates are so low that it like increase the 5% of a very low rate. Seems like it doesn't really move the needle very much.
Agreed.
And I should add, from council perspective, this was a priority to look at the water system funding.
Yeah.
So if there's any recommendations or we need to go larger than 5%, we can.
I think we really need to see it. Like,
yeah,
at least we'll break down our capital plans together. Right? It's here's how much we have in the bank right now. Yeah. Here's the cost over the next. Here's our spend rates, and here's.
Yeah,
it would end up with that. Okay, let's do a 5% increase. Where would that put us? Let's
see. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at how we can normalize the rate increases so we're not sticker shocking anybody, but also making sure that we are solvent and can fund them.
And part of that will spin out of the water master plan, which is, do we have the status in the water master plan and the capital improvement plan that's part of it?
No. So I've got a draft of the first three chapters, but I'm not. We're not anywhere near completion yet. I'm thinking fall. It should be closer.
So to your point, how that CIP
comes out of that.
What comes out of that? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think the last time Lauren presented to us, you know, with the $6 million they were setting aside water line. Some like if I remember, there's like an additional like $5.5 million of already like identified capital improvement projects. And needed to be done, and then the price of the water line just kind of skyrocketed, which essentially left the waterfront empty. And that's why we were looking at raising rates, because we have projects lined up, just no money for them. If we get to them, we have an empty waterfront with no way to replenish it without raising rates beyond what our regular maintenance is. Because it sounds like most of our maintenance budget is putting out fires and not actually performing preventative maintenance.
And remind me too, the water master plan, is that a rate study was not part of that?
For SDCs, it's
okay.
But not as far as water. So far.
I think I feel my advisor might show them kind of where you think you might know better than you, where you fall within the region.
Here's where you sit within your other utilities in your region.
Yeah, benchmarking,
but not necessarily. Here's what we think your rate should be.
Yeah,
our sentiment, but more just here's a snapshot of how you can compare to your.
Yeah, I think we are the lowest. I think that chart, that table is in our fee schedule now that shows where we fall within our. Local cities. But it all for sure. Last month and then this month, I was like, hey, Lauren, can you come present? So I'll make sure to put together a table of some sort on what would it look like if we we continue with 5% versus, I mean, I don't know what you do in increments of, say, what 10% look like, what 15% look like.
Yeah, I don't know where you'd end up. So, I mean, I guess from my approach, I'd say here's 5% what that looks like. And then yeah, here's what you would need to remain.
If you want to take 1 year by 10%, what does that look like? And then 5%.
Not necessarily sensitivity analysis. But yeah. What's the answer to keep us where we'd like to be?
And I guess the other side of that, too, and maybe the master plan will take care of it, but what about from a staffing plan perspective? Does the city foresee any additional staffing needs, and how does that fit into kind of the budget in general?
So
for operations?
Yeah, so nothing new, no FTE, new FTEs in operations. I think the city manager gave a budget presentation the other day, and he said the only FTE they're looking at adding is a management analyst in finance, I believe. So where are we here?
I was going to ask, we have more discussion on budget issues. I would say if not, I would circle back to our meeting dates, because I feel like I have a better sense of what I would propose based on the conversation we've had. But I guess before we do that, were there any other issues while we're on the budget?
Yes, I would just add that we're about to go through the budget process in the next, at the end of the starting end of this month, and trying to adopt the budget by June, because that's a deadline. So probably going to get some information to you from the proposed budget about water system.
So if we did meet in July,
yeah. So that's what I was thinking, was that maybe we set up for our next meeting to be July, that second Tuesday, which.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Then I'm thinking we might, like, let's say we do end up in a worst case scenario, we don't have funding, we need to figure out what we're doing for fall. Maybe if we set placeholder meetings for August and September. You know, we had a light spring, so maybe we would be making up for that with some more activity this summer. If we end up not needing the meetings, we can also cancel. Red plan for July, August, September, November. And if you could have one confidential plan meeting, you know, that would be helpful. So what would folks think about that kind of lineup?
I think it's a good idea, because it's going to be fresh. And you also have how are we going to take care of it?
Yeah.
I think it's a good one.
Well, and I think if I'm looking at kind of the focus areas, right, if we're looking at July as being a more finance kind of focus on what the financial picture of the water fund looks like. And then, Eric, you were mentioning that master plan should be wrapped up in the fall. So I'm thinking we use August then to dive into that master plan a little bit. It would seem like you'd have a draft or something to share with the advisory committee at that point. So we can weigh in. So
yeah, even if it isn't a full draft, if we at least have the outline of like, what are the big projects?
Right.
Rough sense of what are the dollar signs attached to those projects? Mm-hmm. I think that would be helpful.
Yeah.
Hey, so it sounds like we have a rough schedule and agenda for the rest of the year.
So July, August, September.
July, August, September, and then November to do. So we should see. Anyone happen to know? Is it? Whether a meeting could be the same day that we'd be building.
The week after election day, 7th, or maybe it would be the 14th.
Okay, that would work out well too. Okay, so yeah, I think that time. All right, do we have any other general discussion?
I have one small comment. I will say this, they haven't started the water line yet, there is a budget. And even the other projects, I haven't seen the last 2 years any of the jobs that people work. Or uptime, it's not necessarily because of us, but because of the world the way it is nowadays. But whatever budget they've given us right now, I know it's bid and all that, but I know also for the contract over and over, each one, like, see, they're coming up, but. So whatever you have figured in for dollars, he's saying figure at least 10 or 15%. I'm not telling you it's going to do that, I'm just saying what I'm hearing. That rule is what they're saying. So if you think it's going to be 12, 5 or 14, 14, or just kind of looking at, look more of that, you really don't know that.
I guess I would state if they come back and ask for more money, they're not having to build a temporary water line across the bridge that they would have been building about using Wes's water line. I think there's probably some conversation there around costs that they're not going to have to experience on a project. And if we're not getting a credit back to that, we're assuming it was included in Wes's bill, but there's money there to, that somebody should, is taking.
Definitely, I think so. I would love to do an audit. Close enough to the organization.
And I'm sorry to ask, how will that work with the, I believe you pay no living rates or something like that to use it, or?
That wasn't our intention. Our intention was just use it, we're not using it. It's a member community, no, we're not hoping to make money on it. We have a vested interest in being in the water next summer, so I'm open. From a West perspective, we're trying to get some good will with Kiwa and ODOT will get us, allow us to build our tunnel into the river next summer.
Settle off something for Kiwa?
Or is that, there was always tagging going around about that. I'll get it back. So there's a long kind of talk around for budget. There are ways.
It's a lump sum, it's the price is lower.
Yes, I wanted to think. They gave him money back because the ground was, they thought it was. They were saying, we're not going to give back our fee, so it's fee that they kept and gave back. So there's a lot of
Final conditions.
Well, I know there's a lot of discussion right now on the delays around some of this timber and some of these other, I'm sure, site conditions that they're, it's apparently up to the executive levels, or I didn't say, I'm not the PM on the job, but the up above.
Yeah, they said they had some ideas. Maybe.
All contractors do, right?
Well, they, they're special.
So yeah, no, Wes isn't going to be charging anybody, but it's going to sit vacant and score if he's in anyway, so. He said, we're trying to use that as a way to get in the water.
Whatever shit.
Yeah, no, I just, like I said, I just know what's going on.
But if we do come back, I'm still already getting that little temporary one. Money there.
Okay, do we have any other board comments or public comments?
Any public comments, Bo?
None from me.
Okay, well, I think then that's all of our business. And I would move that we adjourn.
So.
All in favor?
Give Bo a prize to the first public.
Yeah, thanks for sticking with us, Bo.
My pleasure.
I don't sign it.